This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The hundreds marching in West Chicago this morning as part of a nationwide protest against President Trump's crackdown on immigration. As part of the protest, some Chicago area businesses chose to either close or make donations in solidarity with the demonstrators. Here's WBBM's Carolina Garibay.
A large group marched from the corner of Route 59 and Roosevelt Road to West Chicago City Hall to protest the presence of ICE. Gabriela Hernandez with the nonprofit Casa Du Page says the protest is part of a national movement called Day Without Immigrants, which encourages businesses to close and people to stay home from work and school.
The principal point is for send a message to the new administration. We stay here, we don't move here. Like the Latino community, now we are organized and don't feel fair.
President and CEO of the Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Jaime DiPaolo, says he has mixed feelings about the protest.
I believe we're hurting ourselves. Because the only businesses I've seen close is our own businesses. It's Latino businesses. We're hurting the economics of our communities.
He says groups need to be more strategic and invite the business community the next time they want to organize. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, an international trade expert says President Trump's threats to impose tariffs on other nations will likely cost American consumers more money, even if he doesn't carry out the threats.
Like most trade experts, University of Chicago Associate Professor Rodrigo Adao says if Donald Trump does put sanctions on goods from Canada, China, or Mexico, it is Americans who will feel the financial pinch.
The U.S. changed its tariffs, what happened to the price of the goods that U.S. imported. And on top of that, you have effects that come through the retaliation.
But Adao with the U of C's Booth School of Business says even if President Trump reaches any kind of agreement, there are still consequences.
There is something that people in trade call like the trade policy uncertainty effect. So in academia, what does it mean? Like you just have like so much uncertainty about what's going on, and that uncertainty alone already has effects.
He says some companies might suspend some investments or build up inventory, and that too could affect prices here. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
And President Trump's numerous executive orders over the past 2 weeks include actions on environmental policy, which has Illinois environmental advocates worried. WBBM's Terry Keschner has been talking to some of them. He joins us live at the anchor desk with that part of the story.
Yeah, Lisa, Jen Walling, executive director of the Illinois Environmental Council, is one of those who has had an eye on the White House.
When we look at this administration's view on climate change, we absolutely should be concerned. There's been a series of executive orders that has unwound the Inflation Reduction Reconstruction Act, investments under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act that were targeted at reducing climate change emissions.
President Trump's moves are taking the U.S. away from global climate action aimed to ramp up domestic oil and gas production and remove incentives for electric vehicles. Laura Goldberg, Senior Director of Midwest Regional Impact at the Natural Resources Defense Council, says it's all a concern, but there is hope.
Illinois has a real opportunity with, you know, the movements on the ground here, as well as our elected officials, to ensure that we continue climate progress.
Live at the Anchor Desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Guns and drugs found in a car the police chased down after they were alerted that the driver may have been involved in an earlier shooting.
It was a license plate reader that alerted Oakland police that a car wanted for an earlier shooting and justice was in the area. Police tracked the car to 87th and Ridgeland Friday afternoon and tried pulling the driver over, but 27-year-old Yusuf Qasem led police on a chase that ended when he ran a red light, crashing into a car in nearby Burbank at 83rd and Central. Officers say they found a gun and drugs in the car. Qasem remains hospitalized before his bond court appearance in Bridgeview. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And a man from the northwest suburbs has been sentenced to conditional discharge in an animal cruelty case.
The investigation began over the summer after Boone County sheriffs and animal control officials helped capture 54 Maltese mixes from a dog park in Belvedere. 55-year-old Bruce Walla and 61-year-old Concepcion Rodriguez were considered suspects. A dog, turtle, and 17 cats in their Huntley home were later found suffering from declined health because of poor living conditions. Walla pled guilty to one count of animal cruelty and, in exchange, 18 additional counts of animal cruelty, as well as 19 counts of violating animal owners' duties, were dropped. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The head of a North Suburban company that specializes in hospital gear is calling it a career.
The news that Jose Almeida, CEO and board chair of Baxter International, is retiring comes just days after the Deerfield-based company announced the sale of its kidney care business to global investment firm Carlyle for nearly $4 billion. Almeida, who has led the company since 2016, is expected to work in an advisory role for the next few months before officially retiring. In a statement, he says it's, quote, the right time for a new CEO to lead the company into its next chapter. Now known as Vantiv, the company is expected to remain headquartered in Deerfield. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
After more than a year of construction work, Metra's 103rd Rosemore Station will reopen to riders on Monday, March 3rd. Metra says on the same day, the rail line's 95th Street Chicago State University Station will close for about 2 years to undergo a $33 million rehab and expansion project there. The work is part of a multi-year, multi-million dollar dollar plan to transform stations on that line. This month, WBBM showcasing business owners and entrepreneurs during Black History Month, including a woman who recently opened her own boutique in Aurora. A ribbon cutting today for the grand opening of Samantha Rose Couture, owner Shada Familiala says Nigerian fashion offers something for everyone.
In Nigerian fabrics, we can use it to make whatever you want to make. Name it, a jacket, jumpsuit, dresses, pants, top, anything.
The boutique sits near the intersection of New York and Commons Drive. Time for sports now, and we say good afternoon to 670 The Score's Chris Emma.
Lisa, good afternoon. The Bulls close out the weekend by turning the page. They were part of a three-team blockbuster deal last night that sent Zach LaVine to Sacramento. Kevin Huerter, Zach Collins, and Trey Jones were sent back to Chicago as part of the deal. The Bulls also retained full rights to their own first-round pick that was previously owned by the Spurs with a top-10 protection. Here's Rick Gregg with more.
Only one playoff series in seven-plus seasons. Only one winning record, as a matter of fact. The Zach LaVine era was a bust, but it was an era, and it's hard to put too much blame on LaVine, who crossed a threshold just the other day.
Left wing three, and there you go, Zach LaVine, 10,000 points in the Bulls uniform.
One of only six Bulls to get there, Chuck Swirsky on 670 The Score, and the others, Michael, Scotty, Bob Love, Jerry Sloan, Luol Deng, all put the Bulls near the top of the standings multiple times. They also had all-star help. DeMar DeRozan was the only other all-star the Bulls had when LaVine was in town. Now those two are reunited in Sacramento as the Bulls look to start fresh. Covering the Bulls, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In baseball news, MLB umpire Pat Hoberg was fired for sharing sports betting accounts with a friend who bet on baseball. The investigation found no evidence that Hoberg himself bet on baseball. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm Chris Emma of 670, the score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
CBS News special reported a just finished news briefing. Officials say recovery crews have taken more pieces of the American Airlines jet and more human remains from the Potomac River near Washington's Reagan National Airport. DC Fire and EMS Chief Gary Steen.
As of this update, we have positively identified 55 sets of remains. During recovery and salvage operations today, additional human remains were located. These remains, as well as remains that have been recovered previously, are in the process of being positively identified by the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner of the District of Columbia.
Steen says it's been a difficult job for divers, both physically and psychologically.
This is tragic, right? And we've had peer support in place since the first hours of the incident to help provide that additional help that they need. And we will continue with that throughout the rest of their careers if necessary to provide them that support.
The crews have also recovered the fuselage and one engine from the jet. CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
A South Suburban staple now closed, but it's already been replaced.
For the first time in more than 40 years, Sub Doc fast food restaurant is no longer open in Joliet. The eatery on West Jefferson Street was first opened in 1984. It was sold in 2022. Sub Doc is now gone, and a Mexican restaurant, El Primo, has replaced it. El Primo also has locations on North Scott Street in Joliet and on Knapp Street in Crest Hill. El Primo is open 8 to 10. 7 days a week. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holdin'.
Fresh off winning the album of the year last year's Grammys, Beyonce is bringing her Cowboy Carter tour to the U.S. and Europe, including two shows here in Chicago. Beyonce will perform at Soldier Field May 15th and 17th. May 15th and 17th. Tickets go on sale next week.